Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right, just wrapped up Friday's show. We're in the studio now hanging out. I'm going to take Amy's son and go to a private hip-hop dance class. Now, you didn't tell this teacher that I'm advanced, right?
I told him you won Dancing with the Stars.
So he doesn't think I'm coming in, though, like trying to know, because I don't know.
Well, he took that as, oh, wow, that you were some, like, astounding ballroom dancer. And I said, no. Like, he can't dance, but he won Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And they do a variety of dancing on the show. So really, he's dabbled in it all. He's just a hard worker.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I can dance like for a normal person.
Yeah. I guess. Listen.
Dance better than you.
Sure. Okay. Oh, you want me to show up?
Ooh,
you want me to show up at this and have a dance off?
I've already won the biggest dance competition in the land.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Doesn't mean you're better than me.
You were hating on me right then.
No, I'm not going to show up.
Okay.
But
well, so, but I don't want him to think I'm coming in like I know what I'm doing, because I don't. Because really, I can't.
No, it's not like that. I told him you were like Uncle Bobby. You wanted to.
I don't like being called Uncle Bobby.
Okay, whatever.
Not a good sound.
It's well, creepy. It sounded better than me being like, he's just a friend.
Didn't you say that though? Like, he's a friend of my son.
Stevenson's buddy. He's a friend of ours.
No, he's in the same grade. It's Stevenson's.
That's what he's. Should I text him and be like, okay, Stevenson and his friend are ready to come to class?
Yes, and then that would be the best. And then I just show up and it's me and my buddy Stevenson.
Yeah, he's my son's best friend.
That would be so funny.
Okay.
Just stares at both of you guys like, what?
Okay, I mean,
because Stevenson doesn't call me Uncle Bobby. He just goes, Bobby.
I know. Well, whatever. I guess we just kind of do it to simplify things.
Yeah.
He can start.
No, I don't like being called.
Why? It's creepy to you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
And it was confusing as a kid, too. Like, my parents would do that. Like, this is your aunt, whatever. And, like, is she really
Well, they already
aunt?
Do that. They're like, Kevin, my husband's best friend that's our doctor, they say Uncle Kevin. I mean, and that's end of story.
I never called anyone uncle or aunt unless they were literally
correct
blood uncle or aunt.
Okay, fun fact. I didn't want to confuse anybody, but you
I'm Stevenson's real uncle.
You know, my cousin came on that's a psychic, uh-huh. My Aunt Lisa's daughter.
Yeah.
She's not really my Aunt Lisa, but I grew up calling her Aunt Lisa and Amanda was my cousin. Like that
oh
is
goodness.
How, but why? I didn't want to confuse anybody at the time. But I literally, there's not a time in my life I've ever just said Lisa. Anytime I talk about them, I say Aunt Lisa. If I call on the phone, Aunt Lisa. My dad calls me, have you talked to your Aunt Lisa? I'm like, yeah.
Well, it's just different. It's style different. That's all. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it wrong. But for me, right. We only called people uncle or aunt if they were like a legit blood uncle aunt.
Yeah. It was just confusing for me as a kid. Like, I don't get it. Is she really my aunt or not? Nah, we just call her that. Oh, okay.
So anyone that's an adult can be called uncle or aunt if they're a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the rule?
Yeah.
I don't hate it. It's just, you know, not what I grew up with.
You don't love it, so we'll see.
It also sounds creepy. Just uncle. I don't know why uncles get a weird, attachment. Just
uncles from the past messed it up.
But really, have they? Did you guys know any uncles that were pervs?
No.
Not my uncles, no.
No.
That's what I'm saying. It's always like the creepy uncle. I never met a creepy uncle.
Well, maybe it's the quote. It's the uncle who wasn't really the uncle that comes around.
Oh, he's a friend uncle.
Yeah.
Which is not friend uncles.
Speaking of, you're about to watch Abducted.
Abducted in a Plain Sight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it this weekend. This weekend, here's my plan list.
Oh, it's so rough.
Morgan number two and I are going to go to Casey Musgraves tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to enjoy that. And tomorrow, I'm taking Amy's son to hip-hop dance class.
You're picking him up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like a date or if I needed to drop him off.
No, he's a kid. Is he going to take an Uber?
A date with Uncle Bobby? Oh, boy.
He knows how to Uber.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Not by himself.
I mean, he hasn't Ubered by himself, no, but he knows all about it.
How funny of a segment would it be to take Amy's son and give him follow me here. And we put like a mic on him, and the Uber driver doesn't know, and he like calls him, and the Uber driver pulls up, and it's him going, he's like, hey, I need to go to the gas station to get some cigarettes. Let me get in the car. And it's like an 8-year-old using Uber, getting taken to the gas station.
I feel like he could do that, right?
Yeah, he probably could. No, my kids, they know all about Uber because sometimes we'll take it to the airport. And by the way, if we ever, like, say as a family, my husband's flying somewhere and I'm like, kids, get in the car. We got to take dad to the airport. They both look at me and they're like, can't he just take an Uber? Like, they don't want to get in the car as a family and take him to the airport.
Do you have to take a booster seat when he gets in the Uber?
No.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Do okay. you? Should
yeah.
I be?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've had two Ubers tell me they will not take my kids unless I have a booster seat.
Oh, wow. Well, because how old's your youngest?
He's 5.
Yes, 5. So I'm like, no, he's 8.
Okay,
like,
he's good.
He's little. I know he looks 5, but I was like, he's 8.
Can't almost you lie, though, to him? Be like, he's 20.
You know? Like, he's just little.
Prove he's not.
Right?
Yeah.
I let my daughter ride in the front seat last weekend. We went to like have a little girls' time.
I saw that on your Instagram.
And I let her ride in the front seat, and she was, because Stevenson wasn't with us. Obviously, I can't create that kind of jealousy if he's with us. That would be bad. But she, I mean, it made her day.
I'll like let Stevenson ride in the front seat.
Yeah, you can't do that. This totally time when you pick him up, put him in the back.
I don't think that's our precedent.
What do you mean? Our. You could yeah, no,
what
it's
do you
the
mean?
Law.
What do you mean, Bobby's president?
Yeah,
or
I don't
the
think
laws?
That's because he's already been in the front seat with me.
I know, but you have to be like, I'm sorry, I messed up. Like sometimes adults mess up. Will you forgive me?
I'm not asking yourself for forgiveness
from Uncle
well,
Bobby.
Well, if you hurt his feelings, like you set it up. Sometimes I have to ask their forgiveness. You know, if I yell.
Yeah, but I'll just put the seatbelt on him.
In the back. No, Bobby, if the airbag were to hit him, it'd be really bad. You have to put him in the back.
We'll see about that.
Right, Eddie, back me up.
Well, yeah, you have to, Bones.
Right,
but...
yeah, because we did everything we were supposed to.
I get it.
Do you want to compare what we did
as
kids?
Yeah, like, we used to ride on the floorboard, like, for an entire road trip.
Back of the pickup truck?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Across states.
My parents would be like, make a pallet, don't buckle, who cares?
You see the Imagine Dragons story? Where the guy from Imagine Dragons was up? So, I think that they're getting a bad rap, right? The reason people hating on the Imagine Dragons is because they're so successful. That's why. Thunder, feel the thunder. But, and I even last week we had mentioned that, who was it, Slipknot, who's hating on him publicly?
Yeah.
And a lot of other bands have, they're the new, quote, Nickelback. Where Nickelback is, people only think Nickelback's douchey because everybody kept saying they're douchey. You all like their songs now on the radio.
Nah.
Yes, you did.
Nah.
Yes, you did. You're full of crap. And they come on. And
I didn't like them.
You're lying.
Okay, fine.
Do you like Imagine Dragons?
Yes.
Yeah. So Dan Reynolds, the lead singer, went off on social media saying it's not earned criticism. It's stop being rude about people's choices and the art that they like. Like, all it does is make people not want to share what art they like.
It's kind of true.
And I went to his Instagram. It's like four different Instagrams that he posted up of just him writing it. And he calls out the band, the 1975, for taking shots at him, Foster the People, Smashing Pumpkins, and Slipknot, because all of them are like, oh, do you like Imagine Dragons? This is the truth. If all those bands could be as big as Imagine Dragons, they would. It's just jealousy. Otherwise, if you're not jealous of it, it doesn't even pop into your brain. Like, it doesn't even creep into your consciousness unless you're thinking about it and you're jealous of it. Because all these bands are hating on the success of Imagine Dragons.
Did you comment on Instagram?
No. I've been doing that more, though.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes I'll do John Mayer's.
What do you say? Like, oh, that's so funny.
Oh, I do cool. Dustin Lynch's a lot.
Yeah,
and Old Dominion's, I'll do theirs a little bit.
You kind of mess with Dustin Lynch a little bit.
Yeah, I like Dustin. And I always see, like, when people watch my Insta stories, and, like, Dustin Lynch watches my Insta stories, and so I feel like we're bonded. And he watches all of them.
Because he watches, yeah.
Because some people don't watch all of them. They bail out. Like,
oh, you can tell.
Yeah. I look at that crap all the time.
It's like they watch two and then they're gone.
And I'm like, what, you know, but my story not good enough for you? Dustin Lynch watches all of them. I appreciate that. So, yeah, you guys, regardless if you admit it or not, you like Nickelback. That's all. All of you in the room.
No, I
don't care.
Okay,
I mean,
that's fine,
photograph
too.
Photograph is great.
Right.
That's fine, too.
Just say I don't
you
care.
Cannot care, but you don't dislike
them. See, this
them.
Is the demo right here, Lunchbox. That's
what do you
the
mean?
Demo.
Like, I'm
but
just
they
not,
were huge hits.
I like Photograph.
No, they wouldn't be huge hits.
Yeah, they wouldn't be huge hits unless a lot of people like
right.
them.
Right.
Sure. We're not saying they're not dumb, but don't act like you don't like dumb
okay,
stuff.
Okay,
don't act like you don't like dumb stuff.
I do like dumb stuff.
Right.
It's just cool
Ariana
now to say you hate it.
Yes, you're being a hater.
Oh,
when something gets so popular, it has to have a bit of backlash.
I didn't listen to that. I didn't like it.
Never made it as a wise
yeah, come
man.
On. Tell me you don't like the song.
I don't.
You don't sing it and then make you smile.
Nope.
Tired of living like a blind sing along. Man.
I don't know the words.
You're lying.
This is how you remind me.
Eddie's singing over there right now. Okay, how about this one?
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in.
Rockstar? I'll have the quesadilla. It's so dumb. But you know what?
Oh, he does say that.
There's room for things to be dumb. Anyway, there's no need to hate. If they weren't jealous, they wouldn't even care. They'd just move on. That's it. What was another good? They have a lot of good ones. But what was a good one that I was like, that's a jam?
Didn't they do one for like Spider-Man or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to find that one. Gotta be figuring it out. I don't think it's up here. Well, we're done anyway. We have to go. So I'll leave you with some Nickelback.
Great.
What?
That was good. Play it all day long.
This was good. Far Away?
So far away.
Oh!
see?
That's not the same song.
No.
This time, this place, misused, missed.
Good night, everybody. Or wherever, whatever you're listening to right now. That's it for the show today. Here's Friday's show. Don't act like you don't like Nickelback. You can
never
not
heard this song.
You can not care, but don't act like you dislike Nickelback. There's something about them makes you like bleh.
Don't like them.
You know, you know. I love you. I love you all alone.
All right, thank you. Here you go. Here's today's show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come by.
Hey, look at us. Today's March 1st, by the way. Yeah, here we are. Morning, studio.
Morning.
It is the first of the month. You forget that because February was a short month. So wake up, wake up.
It's the first of the month.
The good thing about March is it's kind of spring. It's so cold, but like March is when it starts to be springy. I love spring. I hate cold, man. We're good. Everybody good? Amy, you good?
Yeah.
This is Kara in North Carolina. Hey, Kara.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Really good. Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to thank you guys so much for being so upbeat in the mornings. I work overnight at a hospital about an hour away from my home. So on my drive home, you guys get to keep me awake and keep me safe.
Oh, good. Well, thanks. What do you do at the hospital?
I'm a nurse.
Ooh. Pretty cool.
Nurses are
best. That's pretty cool. I've been having to like inject myself because I hurt my shoulder. So I have like some HGH I'm doing. And so I'm having to do the needle myself, and I couldn't do that. It's tough. And you have to do it to people all the time, huh?
Oh, yes, all the time. Every morning.
Arms and legs. Eesh. And blah.
Nurses might be one of the most selfless jobs ever, so thank you.
Yeah, teachers.
Nurses and teachers, yeah. Definitely up there.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for the call. Glad that we can provide you a little bit of wake up in the morning. My chest is like breaking out a little bit.
What do you mean? Like you have anything that's poppable?
A lot, because that HGH stuff I'm putting, I think I have too much testosterone now. So it's like breaking out a little bit.
Okay.
You're a teenager again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Y'all break out on your chest as teenagers?
You break out everywhere as a teenager.
Oh.
I got to call my doctor. But my shoulder's better for the first time in like 4 or 5 months. Not that anybody cares, but when I fell on Dancing with the Stars, it's been hurting ever since.
So your shoulder's better, but you have chacne.
Yeah. Yeah. Chacne, that's it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
In Florida, that 22-year-old that was videotaped dragging a shark by its fin from the back of a speedboat has been sentenced to 10 days in jail. He also can't fish for 5 years. In other news, the IRS announced that some people may not be able to receive or renew your passports if you owe too much in taxes. Just a heads up on that one. And finally, in sports, MLB superstar Bryce Harper is with a new team. He's now a Philadelphia Philly.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our audio producer is Raymundo in the glass room. But hey, are you proposing to your girl this weekend?
I am not. Sorry to spoil that one, I guess.
Big, was it you, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
I had a theory it was you.
He's going on a vacation to a beach, and he tried to keep it hush-hush from everybody, and I thought, wow, this is it. In the sand, on one knee.
Yeah.
Wow.
They
just got a new place together.
Been together 5 years.
I will admit, that does sound pretty dope. Yeah. On a beach, sun setting, some drinks out there, maybe like a private little waiter, a table in the sand.
Yeah.
You know, I bring some wine down there with us. That would be pretty awesome. I should have maybe planned ahead on that one.
Yeah.
But no, it's just it's a party trip. It's basically adult spring break, buddies from Texas, me and my chick, a bunch of us all together for like 48 hours. No proposal. Definitely not a proposal.
On the beach. Okay.
Can you imagine, though, trying to sneak that ring through security and everything like that? TSA?
I wouldn't be hard to
try. How big is the ring you just put in your pocket?
Right.
Or you put in your backpack?
That thing's going to go off on the metal detector.
What kind of ring you got there?
I'm just saying that's awkward if they end up, like, searching your suitcase. All of a sudden they pull out the ring. Your chick's right there. I'm guaranteeing it's happened before.
Just run. Just take off and head off. Y'all, you're flying somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to Florida.
Yell something like that you shouldn't yell at an airport to create a distraction.
Oh. Nope.
Bob.
I don't even like saying, nope. I'm going to pivot away from this conversation real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but you're not proposing?
Yeah, I mean, it could happen at any time, but not this weekend.
Is that kind of mean a lunchbox to throw that out there, though, in case he was?
If I was going to propose, that totally would have screwed me.
Yeah.
But
since it probably did screw you, now you're on here denying it because it's still really going to happen.
Oh,
no, I'm telling you, I wouldn't do it in front of all my friends.
Tell me something, Ray.
People are drinking and stuff. You think I'm going to do a serious
no
life
drinking
decision?
Proposal, so, yeah, got it. Okay, well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you've already made the decision, right? It's not like you're making the decision while you're drinking.
You're right. It's the act of it. But I also don't have the ring. So,
all right. Well, there you have it. He's not doing it this weekend. As we
Oh,
wait.
Man.
There you go. You know what they call me, though?
Yeah.
What's that?
Country music's youngest historian.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in 1996, Garth Brooks had the number one song with Beaches of Cheyenne.
Ooh. In Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy.
It was his third single from what album, Eddie?
Gosh, Fresh Horses?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I can't really remember that stuff.
Yeah, it became Garth Brooks' 15th number one in 1996. He wrote this with Brian Kennedy and Dan Roberts.
The water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
There it is.
Wow.
Yeah, you like that one? Yeah,
I love that. Blue album, mm-hmm. Garth Brooks on it, Fresh Horses.
There you go. Big day in country music history, and that's why I'm called
Country music's youngest historian.
That was
on this day in
country music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, Lunchbox, you and Eddie went and read to kids?
Yeah, first graders. The entire first grade at a local elementary school, and the kids thought I was Chris Rock.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they thought you were,
wait,
of all the
you're
references?
Funny? Like, they laughed a lot?
Oh,
or
they
you
laughed
were
a lot. I was reading the book, and they just thought I was so funny reading the book.
Okay, here is Lunchbox singing a part of the bug about him being a bug.
Well, I meant to say book about me being a bug.
Oh, did you also write these
notes
for me?
Yeah, I wrote these out.
Oh,
yeah. My bad.
Glog, glog, glog. My face is a bug. I eat ants for breakfast.
Is that a laugh track?
Wow, they really
no,
are laughing at you.
Wow.
Like, whoa. Like.
Right off the road.
I think you found your audience.
I'm telling you. They
first graders.
Yeah. They were just enamored with me. They thought I was so good. And I guess I do dramatic effects when I read the books. And so they just loved it.
Here is Lunchbox talking in a robot monkey voice.
Also, I am a robot monkey.
What?
I love
and
you.
My head is made of blueberry pizza. Wait a second.
You're not telling them to laugh like that?
No, I'm not telling them to laugh like that. I am
yeah,
just...
wait, is there something we're missing? Like that
they
is
just
like,
love him.
Yeah, he's funny. He's goofy. They love him.
So then Eddie asked the kids if it was good after you read.
After I read the book, yeah.
Okay.
Was that good?
They said no.
No, see, they were just being funny.
Yeah,
they were being funny.
Right.
Because as I'm leaving, they start chanting my name. Lunchbox,
no.
Lunchbox.
Is that what happened?
No, he made them chant his name.
Oh.
He's like, guys, you repeat after me. Lunchbox, Lunchbox.
So he made them do this?
Yes.
Lunchbox, Lunchbox.
See, he's leading
lunchbox,
now.
Lunchbox, 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 Lunchbox.
What are they... They're not even saying lunch.
Probably
saying
no after that.
That's fun. How'd you guys get involved in that?
Some lady hit us up on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's read month or read week or whatever. So we went and read books. It's fun.
Should it always be read week?
It should. The rest of your life.
Yeah, like every
this month we're going to read.
Every month should be read.
Lunchbox
month.
Did go through, on a little speech of like, you know, don't be like me and read books. I didn't read books when I was a kid. So it was kind of, it was cool.
I think let's get a baby box update talking about kids.
Update.
How old is your baby now?
My baby is 7 months old.
How's he doing?
Oh, he is great. He has discovered, like, he has a little bouncy thing that we put him in, and the other day he discovered it has a wheel on it with little balls in it that make noise, and it's been there the whole time, and he's been in this thing for a couple months, and he just now discovered it. He moved it and saw the balls roll. And was just like, what in the world? And then just starts going crazy. And played with it for like 30 minutes straight. It was so cool. And now he reaches for me. He reaches for me. That's right. I come over there and he's like, grab me. Grab me. He puts his arms up like, yeah, take me. Take me.
Does he like you holding him as much as he likes his mom holding him?
No, he likes me more.
Oh, he does?
Oh, for sure. She gets jealous. She does. I mean, it's a little sore subject, but we can talk about it. She always like, he likes you more. He gets so excited and he smiles at you more. And I'm like, I'm just fun. I can't help it. I said, you got to be more fun. You got to be a little, because she's very mommy. And I'm very like, hey, let's play. Ah, like if he makes a noise, if he goes, ah, I go, ah, and I just do it back. And she's like, you are so loud. And I'm like, that's what he's doing. He's talking to you. So you have to talk back to him. It's crazy great.
It's crazy great.
Crazy great.
Listen, like he loves me. He loves me.
Guys, and he's so big, and he's starting to look just like Lunchbox.
Oh, wow. Baby.
Yeah.
Same haircut?
I mean, it's like twins.
Yeah. The genes in the Box family are strong.
Yeah, his hair. He's starting. He's getting more hair growing. Yeah. I mean, it's
look
nuts.
At that. That's awesome. Well, there's your baby Box update this morning.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Matthew Ramsey of Old Dominion is still recovering from his leg surgery, but he wanted to keep performing. So he's currently borrowing Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters throne. That way he can still do the band's shows. It has the Old Dominion logo on it, but it's definitely Dave Grohl's from when he fell off stage and broke his leg. Jake Owen's new album will drop on March 29th. It's called Greetings from Jake and will include his recent songs I Was Jack, You Were Diane, and Down to the Honky Tonk. Thomas Rhett shared his new single called Look What God Gave Her. He'll be performing it on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. Here's a clip.
Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault, no. Look what God gave her.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Yeah, I did. I saw a little picture too. So cute.
A baby boy that was born weighing less than 10 ounces has finally gone home from the hospital. Delivered 16 weeks early. The unnamed baby boy is believed to be the smallest newborn to be discharged from a hospital in good health. Isn't that crazy? The baby spent 5 months getting treatment and now weighs in at just over 7 pounds and was finally able to go home last week.
Wow.
10 ounces? How
10 ounces?
That's smaller than a can.
It's so tiny. Like, look at the picture. Look how tiny.
Smaller than a can?
Yeah, like a Coke can.
Wow. And it's 5 months?
Wow.
5 months early? Dang. Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there. That's Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Humboldt, Texas. A 16-year-old girl was having her birthday party, had her friends over at the house. Her dad was like, ooh, she's got all her friends here. Let me show off for him. He goes and gets his gun and showing him his trick where he spins it around on his finger. Woo!
Oh.
Woo! And then he shoots himself in the stomach.
Oh. That's not good. It's not good.
Lucky he didn't shoot one of them.
Yeah.
But also, the stomach, that's a random place to shoot. Like, maybe the foot would have been a better accidental spot. The stomach. Ooh. You know what kind of gun it was?
It was just a little handgun.
Yeah.
And he was just doing the spin around. Woo. Like, he was real cool and he could catch it in his hand, you know?
Is that cool, though? Like, if I see someone doing that.
Kind of. It's impressive, I think.
I don't think it is. Not with a real gun.
I mean, to be able to.
Yeah. You want to flip around a toy, that's fine. Like, well, Wild West. But, again, as someone who has guns, I don't see.
I've
never seen someone do that and go, that's pretty cool. I go, that's someone who doesn't know how to use a gun.
Because have you ever really seen someone do it?
No, but it's like if you're doing that, you don't know how to use a gun.
Okay.
And no one does that.
Yeah, only idiots do that.
Oh.
They do it in the movies all the time.
Sorry. Yeah, that's not. That's John Wayne. Yeah.
That's a 16th birthday you'll never forget.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. Been talking about this for a while. If you haven't played Best Fiends yet, man, you're missing out. It's like Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated puzzle game that has me and millions of people obsessed. Like, go look at the rating of Best Fiends. That's how you know it's a good game. You solve thousands of fun puzzles. You collect tons of characters. We love the game here on the show. Morgan number two loves the game. I think she plays it every morning before we start playing work, or at least most mornings. If you haven't given it a try, let me just recommend that you try it. You can play Best Fiends with the family, with the friends you love in your life. They're all probably playing it too. If they're not, you can get them on. Best Fiends, it's Friends without the R. And here's something. The fact that you can play Best Fiends without Wi-Fi is pretty awesome too. It's perfect for flights. It's perfect for long trips. Best Fiends is one of those games you'll keep wanting to play more and more and get to higher levels. America's falling in love with Best Fiends, so do yourself a favor and download Best Fiends
for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
A lot of listeners have been reaching out because I said, set your alarm. Like, tell Alexa to wake you up with your favorite playlist from iHeartRadio. And for me, it would be like 90s hip hop. So I wake up, puts me in a good mood. Eddie tried this.
Yeah, it didn't work.
What did you play, though?
Well, it was dumb, but I picked Billie Holiday. She's a jazz singer, and I was like, ooh, that'd be a nice slow start to the day. I just wanted to lay there and just be like, I don't want to go to work today.
This is not what you wake up to.
No, not at all.
I was like,
you need energy.
Let's just hang in bed. Who wants to start their day?
Okay, well, you got to fix that.
I think I'm going to go with something a little stronger.
Do something a little more upbeat and let us know what's
okay,
up.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Bobby Bone, come on.
All right, give me the song that reminds me of your childhood and the story behind it. Amy, you're up first.
When you said childhood, I went 16. Like, I'm driving in my car. This is the George Strait CD that I often had in my CD player, and it was Carrying Your Love With Me. And there was this guy I had a crush on, and I used to take this certain way home that was a little bit longer for me, but sometimes I'd pass him on this road. And so right now, I'm driving down that road, my windows are down, my hair's blowing, and I'm hoping to drive past him just to get a little wave. Listening to George Strait, hoping that one day he would be like singing this song like he wants to carry my love with him.
But how'd that work out?
Yeah, we didn't. We dated a little bit later, but it didn't work. Mm. Yeah, it didn't work out. That's my memory. What about you?
For me, as soon as, because this was given to me as a project, like, what's the song that reminds you of childhood? It was Garth Brooks, That Summer.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Well, it wasn't a woman in that situation.
Yeah, I'm like, huh.
She had hands of leather?
No. Okay. So I used to roof houses with my uncle, and we would drive all over Arkansas and Missouri and Kansas, and this song would be on the radio all the time. And I remember as a teenager thinking, this is kind of creepy. Like, he's a kid.
Very creepy.
Right, you know? But this song, it just reminds me of doing summer labor. Because school would go, and I'd work all school year, you know, as a waiter or a dishwasher. But then when it was summer, I would play ball, and I would just go in roof houses. Like, when I wasn't playing ball, just go for days at a time. We'd go in after storms would happen. We'd go, and this song would be always playing in the truck. We'd have any air conditioner. It was miserable. She had a need, and it was, yeah. It was, this is my childhood song, I think about. Lunchbox?
Oh, this is easy. I go back to when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old, Beach Boys, Kokomo, and this is in Chicago. My cousins, I would see every 1 to 2 years. We would play, we would be in their basement, we'd play like we were a family going on vacation. And so my brother and my cousin Pam were the mom and dad because they were the oldest. And then my sister, myself, and my cousin Vicky, we were the kids because we were the young ones, and we would play this as we're driving the car, packing the car to go on vacation. We would play Beach Boys Kokomo.
Eddie?
Okay, I remember being a Chuck E. Cheese, right? And there was the mouse, mechanical mouse dressed as Elvis singing Suspicious Minds.
That's your childhood?
And I was like, that is a jam. And since then, I wanted to be just like Elvis. I would dress up like Elvis in my living room and make my parents watch me sing this song.
Morgan, number two, you're 25. You're a little younger than us. What's your childhood song? If I just go, what is it?
It's You and Me by Lifehouse.
What's this for?
So this is like the song I had with my first ever boyfriend in like middle school. Like, thought I was going to marry this kid. This was our song. And I mean, we ended up kind of dating throughout like middle school, high school, and we're really good friends for a while afterwards. So, but this was just our song. We listened to it all the time. Back behind the bleachers of football games.
Oh, wow.
No, like all of our friends were back there. That's where we hung out.
Well, that was a fun little goal. Get to know us, huh? Yeah, the jam. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So George H.W. Bush's loyal yellow Labrador retriever, Sully, has been given a new assignment. He's now at Walter Reed Medical Hospital, you know, the hospital for the military, and he has an upgrade in his rank as well. Hospital Corpsman Second Class, given to him by the Navy, and he's now going to be a service dog at the hospital.
For a lot of people.
Like the little dog they take around to offer comfort and, you know, care and, like, companionship to patients.
And he got
a
raise.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He got a raise. I love that.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Okay, so you can now get paid to eat chocolate. Yes, there's a company looking for someone to do that. Cadbury is now hiring a chocolate taster. And you can make $14 an hour to eat chocolate. You got to work. All you got to do is about 8 hours a week.
So you're not making a lot of money doing that, 8 hours
a week.
No,
but I mean, if you're going to eat the chocolate anyways.
It's a lot of chocolate, though.
Ooh.
For sure, you're going to get pimples. For sure.
You might break out.
You'll break
but,
out.
I mean, and you will have to go to England to do it. We don't know if they'll pay for relocation expenses. But
they're not going to. Not if they're paying you $14 an hour, they're not paying for relocation expenses.
I mean, God, could you imagine eating like, that'd be
no,
like
that sounds
too
gross to me. It was like Christian Bale who did Dick Cheney. He depended on all that weight. And all I thought was how terrible that would be.
Right. Well, initially it sounds fun.
Yeah,
and then,
for a
yes,
minute.
Then it gets a little.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah. A little much.
All right, what else?
So do you know the Momo Challenge?
Mm.
Have you seen it?
No, I don't know if I know that.
What is it?
Well, as a mom, it was brought to my attention by some other moms, like in this email got passed around. So just a heads up, because I know sometimes I have my son on YouTube and I'm not really paying attention to everything he's clicking on. And it's like this people that are infiltrating or faking or posing as these shows your kids would normally watch, like Peppa the Pig or Mickey Mouse or Spider-Man.
Peppa Pig.
Oh, sorry. My kids love that one. Peppa Pig. But it'll look like the real characters, and that's what that they're watching it, but they're really watching a fake version of that. And they encourage your kids to do things like become a fire fairy. And
what's a fire fairy?
Okay. While everyone in the house is sleeping, go over to the stove and make magic by lighting it, but not all the way, so that gas fills the air.
It's terrible.
It's really scary.
Yes, it's very
terrible. Oh, this is a real thing?
It's terrible.
No, it's 100% a real thing. And like parents are wanting to like spread the word and make sure that if your kids are on YouTube, and YouTube's monitoring it too, and they're trying to pull down the videos as fast as they can, but they get up in a sneaky way, and then your kids, they encourage things like cutting, taking pills, playing with fire.
Why is it called Momo Challenge?
I don't know.
And it's also YouTube Kids, so it's not like if you have YouTube Kids, you're safe.
Right, because Peppa Pig is safe.
Yeah, it's scary.
So the fire fairies, do they go to Fire Festival?
Good one.
No, I wonder. I mean,
this is really serious, but yeah, I know. It's parents, just what you need to do is if your kids are on YouTube, be monitoring it. And then have a talk with them. Oh, I know it's hard. That's what I'm saying. It's hard, but have a talk with them. Like, if you hear any sort of pig telling you to be a fire fairy or cut yourself, like, that's not the right Peppa.
Yeah, right. That's Pepper Pig. This is slightly different. Okay.
So, and Eddie, do you know why it's called Momo Challenge?
I have no clue.
Me neither, but that's what all over Facebook.
It's a real thing, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Like, moms were sending me screenshots.
People are sick, man.
Really, dude. Mm-hmm.
Take the time to create these. To create these videos to make kids do things to
I don't
hurt.
Get it.
Huh. All right, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
My man Clarence is 95 years old, a World War II vet, has a book coming out, and they wanted to surprise him, do something special for the release of the book. So they brought in a tank he used to ride in World War II,
and they
let him get back inside the tank and rumble down the street.
Love
that's
it.
Cool.
That's
holy
amazing.
Crap. That's crazy. Like, that's awesome if that's what he wanted to do. But imagine if you letting a 90-year-old get into a tank and rumble down the street. You're going, oh, boy.
Clear the street.
Yeah, yeah. Heads up, everybody.
No, they had people out there cheering for him while he was rumbling down the street.
I think it's awesome if that's what he wanted to do. Wow, that's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Jake Owen, about to be in studio.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star.
Friday morning conversation with Jake in just a few minutes.
Or a statue in my hometown when I'm
always gone. Interesting when old Jake comes by.
Nobody gonna name it.
Over to Amy, we'll get the morning corny on here.
The morning corny.
What do you call chimpanzees who share an Amazon account?
What do you call chimpanzees who share an Amazon account?
Primates.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Amazon Prime mates.
Prime.
Yeah, it's good. Come on.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation.
With Jake Owen.
Here he comes. Jake Owen, everybody. There he is, walking in the room.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame.
Come on, have a seat, my friend. Look at this guy.
I got a low-cash jacket.
I would see that. Yeah.
When I'm gone.
Sit right there. Put your headphones on.
Name
after me, I might not go down.
What's up, buddy?
What up?
Song's playing. Through the
honky tonk. I love this song.
So you know this, you walked into this.
Got a girl named Sheila. She goes bash on tequila. Got a job.
When you record that, you don't actually cut out the word, right? You don't do a version. They just cut it out, right? You don't go back.
No, I was highly against cutting that word out. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get done what you need to get done.
Well, yeah, because you can't put that on the radio, Jake.
Yeah. Well, it is funny, though, how many people recently have told me that they're little, like, it's my fault that their little kids are knowing a bad word now.
Oh, yeah. They know your fault.
I saw you pulled all your Instagram photos down. I was going to ask you about that, but then I looked, and then you switched it back, and you announced a record.
I did.
When you pull all your photos down, everybody go, what's happened in your life? Or do they know it was a record coming?
I had a lot of people asking me what was happening.
Because I was
life.
Almost going to text you and be like, are you okay? Like, what are you about to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is a really big time in my life right now with this new record. I have so many crazy things going on between new record, a baby literally in like 10 weeks, putting together, you know, our tour. I'm filming a movie. It's a lot. And so I kind of wanted to just wipe everything, start fresh and clean. And this is like the new start for me.
But tell me about the record then. What can you tell me?
Okay. I can tell y'all that it is probably the most like personal kind of record for me, as far as, I know you hear that from a lot of artists, but I've also put out five albums, and I've kind of, you know, throughout that time, you really get to learn a lot about yourself and a lot about who you are, what you want to say, where you've been, where you're going, who you want to be. And throughout my career, I've kind of learned that about myself, and I'm super excited that this album's called Greetings from Jake. And it's almost like if I sent a postcard to somebody from out in the vacation land that I long to be in, that this each and every song is just, it's like a personal note from me to them, letting them know about my life and where I am and what I want to say.
And when's it come out?
March 29th.
That's correct. I have it here. I just want to.
Yeah, you just want to see if I
know. No, I know everything you're about to say. I just want to let you say it.
You don't know everything I'm about to say.
And all of that I knew.
Okay.
But I don't know what else, but I would like you to, it's your message. I'd like you to share your message.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoy sharing my message as well. And I appreciate you guys allowing me to share my message. So thank you.
Are you putting any of the songs that are out so far on the record, some that you've been releasing?
So are you asking the songs that are already kind of...
Yeah, like the newer ones
we released,
you put out.
I Was Jack, Down to the Honky Tonk, Made for You.
That's my favorite song.
And thank you.
So you can put that on there or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on there. And I think I can explain this. This was something that's really flattering for me. I've never been asked to do anything like this, and I didn't know I was a wedding singer. But I'll gladly be. I was at St. Jude Children's Hospital doing the 30th annual, and was so honored to be given the Angels Among Us Award by Randy Owen. And during that time, Michael Ray was there, and I played that night on stage Made for You. And afterwards, Michael came up, and he's like, man, I don't know how to ask you this. Like, this is kind of weird, but it's like, Carly and I love that song. He's like, if you're in town, will you play it at our wedding?
Oh, come on. Really?
Right.
In person? It's like, not even a text.
Just straight out asked me. And I'll be honest, like, I was overly flattered, and I will 100% do it for them, because I will be in town. I already marked it off my schedule. But I mean, they're great, great people, great artists, great singers. And to think that it's funny how a song sometimes can take over everything. And I don't think you just asked me to sing at his wedding, but that song means a lot to them. I think it means a lot to a lot of people. It's a real song. And once again, it's one song of many on this new album that says a lot. And it says a lot about who I am and what I believe in and love. And so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, that's my favorite song that you put on a long time. Love it.
Thanks, man.
I first time you played it wasn't even out yet. We were doing Andy Roddick's charity event. We were there together.
You
played it, and I was like, because we flew back together, and I was like, dude, what's up with that song? And you were like, it's coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks a lot.
So, all right. So the record's coming out on the 29th, which is I'm glad that, because here we are, it's March 1st today. So this month it actually comes out. I'm glad it's not like 3 months away, because I get annoyed when someone goes, we got a record coming out in November. And you're like, it's freaking February.
Yeah. Likewise. And that's been great. I'm saying this with them sitting here. But my whole team at Big Loud Records and my management, everyone, we're really excited this day and age to be able to, like, when we're ready to throw stuff out there, let's just put it out there. People are eager. They're ready and waiting. And it's not only, you know, we're here to promote, obviously, this record, which I know you love when people come on your show just to promote their records. But I'm actually working on so much other stuff as well. Like, we're going to do a cool thing, like Sounds from Soundcheck deal this year, where, you know me, like I love all different kinds of music and all songs. And so we've been recording a lot of stuff out on the road live and going to end up putting out some live stuff as well. So
look at this guy.
Yeah. I'm excited about the movie because who else is in it?
Well,
I know I've heard, but now I don't.
Yeah. Dakota Johnson is in it. She was the Fifty Shades of Grey girl.
Yes. Now that I know, I just heard.
Jason Segel, Casey Affleck.
Have you started that?
Yeah.
Are you loving it?
Is it weird
to
act?
It's intense, man. It's intense.
Did you take lessons?
No. I was recommended, though. I've been recommended many times by folks. They're like, yeah, you need to call this guy. He can help you with the acting. But I can't give away too much of it, but I will tell you that the story, this is a beautiful story, man, it's a true story, about a husband and a wife that, were going through some tough things with her health, and they have a friend that decides to just move in.
That's you?
And no, that's not me. I'm a friend of the friend.
Okay.
But it's an unbelievable story. That's, like I said, it's true to life. And
are
I think
gonna cry?
What are you going to do?
Yes. You're going to cry, but you're going to laugh. And you're just gonna realize that not only does everyone go through these normal things in their life, and like I said, this is a true story of this couple was from Fairhope, Alabama, and their friend decided to move in with them to help them out with everything she's going through with her health issues, and it's you realize throughout this that watching the relationship that everybody's got issues with relationships, and as a friend, you want to be always that friend to someone. You want to feel that someone can rely on you to be that friend, okay. And that's what I love it, man.
There's a lot of good. That's so crazy. You're gonna be like in a movie theater. Is that weird to you?
It's super weird. It's super weird. And what's even more odd was the other day I was sitting in the makeup trailer, and Dakota was sitting next to me, and I'd said hello to her a little bit. She's just sitting there. She's so nice, and like, but my thought in my mind was like, this is the chick from 50 Shades of Grey, you know? And she's like, Jake, and said it that way, and I was like, Dakota. And she is like, I really love your music. And I was like, thanks. She's like, no, it just really makes me feel good. Like, I feel happy when I listen to it. And it made me feel good. But I say that because it was kind of surreal. Like, I'm sitting there and I don't know. I feel like that maybe that's the way people see when they come to shows and stuff. Like, the people they see, they're not always in their hometown. So that person they see on stage is like, they only see them on TV or on this videos and things. So it was in that moment for me where I was sitting there. And the only way I have know her is like, you know.
Movies, yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty neat. Yeah. And Jay, yeah, all of them. I mean, they're just normal people, just like all of us. They're really nice. And it's a really cool experience. I'm just learning a little bit, lots of new things right now.
How intimidating is it to walk onto a set and have to do what they're all super trained at?
That was really, really hard because I kept looking around for affirmation that what I was doing was okay. Because no, they're not like catering to me because they realize I'm the kid that doesn't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to figure out as I go. But isn't that life? I mean,
yes.
I don't think any of us really know what we're doing. We think we do. We're trying to do what we think we want to do. But throughout life, that's what it's about, man. It's about figuring it out as you go. And I'm just at a place in life where I'm happy with that, knowing that I'm figuring it all out.
Bobby told me the other day, if anybody tries to tell you they know what they're talking about, don't trust them.
Yeah, they don't. I mean,
nobody knows what they're doing.
No, we're all trying, mm-hmm. You know, and we get frustrated when it's not going the way we think it should. But that's the way life should be. Like, it shouldn't go exactly the way you plan it. It's that's the journey. I posted this thing on my Instagram there. I took my daughter to Vail, Colorado. Can I pull this up and read it to you really quick? And I don't know why this relates so easily back to what this is all about. Okay, here it is. So I was walking into this little, you know, mountain coffee shop or whatever with her to get her something warm, like a hot chocolate. And right there it said, on this board written down, I snapped a picture. It says, in this life, we're all just walking up the mountain. We can sing as we climb or we complain about our sore feet. But whatever we choose, we still got to do the hike. And I really loved that, man. And I think I saw that and it was almost like a reminder of how we all, like, you know, got to live our life.
Look at this.
Love it.
Doing something new. The acting thing was weird for me because I did a couple. Like, I did a little movie. I did Nashville a few times. But I felt so insecure because everybody else was trained at that.
Right.
And I'm the weird guy. And again, nobody cares. I'm the weird guy.
No, and they expect that if you're there, you should know what you're doing.
And they don't clap for you if you do good. It's expected. It's like, oh, you did good. Cool. Let's do it again. Do the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's do you feel... Because those are big stars. Like, I was with Connie Britton. And yep. I was like, oh my God, she hates me.
And you were with Lisa Kudrow. Your makeup trailer story movie, is being next to Lisa Kudrow from Friends.
Yeah.
That was weird and cool.
Well, you know, you're really supposed to know the script and know your parts and everything. And because people that are there that already know theirs are relying. It's like being, it's like doing what we do on the road. You know, like I'm expecting that my band, that my bass player knows I'm on this next song, what notes to play, because I'm not playing them. That's his job to play them. And so that's kind of the way I felt. They're like, well, here's his, my part. You know, it's my part to do something. And if I don't, and I, there was a couple of times like I didn't do it right. And we, it's like, start over. And I was like, sorry, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, I'm the guy who shouldn't be here. You know, but it was cool.
But they're all good. They're all cool to you about that. Like, they're like,
every one of them was so nice. And so they were really, really helpful and accommodating. And I'm not saying this to tout myself or anything, but this movie is going to be amazing. It really is. It's a true story. Can we tell them that that it's based upon a so. There's an article. You can check it out. Read it. It'll really let you know more about what this movie is about. It was published in Esquire magazine by the husband. His name is Matthew Teague, and he wrote it about his wife. And it's in the article in Esquire was called "The Friend." And these producers and directors got a hold of this, and they were like, "What a beautiful story!" And then they put all these characters together and actors, and somehow or another, I became part of it. But
are you done shooting?
No, I was just there last week, and then I'll go back next week, and I'm there for like another 2 weeks.
You must have significant
lines.
Oh,
I'm gonna cry.
Why?
You're gonna look it up? I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. You, Amy, when you asked me that, I was like, yeah, you're definitely.
I mean,
You're gonna cry.
It's, like, but that's okay though. We need those.
But
movies.
But you need that, yes. And that's what I've learned with this movie is that there's lots of things about it that I'm like, man, that's really that's touching and it hurts you deep. But
you need to feel that.
You need that, and you need the laughs in it, and you need everything that this movie is. That's the best way I can explain it.
And when's it supposed to come out? Do we know?
I do not know when that is supposed
to be. By 2020, if I'm guessing? Takes a while?
I would definitely say next year, as it was kind of, you know, what I've heard. But whoever just heard me say that from the movie place.
I said it.
Yeah, Bobby said it.
That's right. Let me ask you some other stuff here.
Come on, ask me, man.
All right. Let's talk about the song, by the way. ACM Nom. Come on. I love this song, too. Yeah, I was talking about the other one. But you know, I love this song, too.
You guys, thank you very much. Since this has come out, y'all have been overly
If it wasn't
helpful.
The jam, we wouldn't be, though. You know that, right?
Yeah, like, you're probably right.
Pretty sure it's in the Friday morning dance party,
all
like,
the time.
Every week.
Thanks a lot. This is one of those cool songs that, for me, again, going back to this whole record as a note from myself, like, I love country music. I always have. I've go through my ebbs and flows of reaching back into my Florida roots and kind of doing some of the more coastal, fun beach songs. But when I'm not doing that, like, I love living in this lane of great country music. So, To know that this song, I've had so many people reach out to me from other artists that tell me they love the song to songwriter friends of mine. And it's called Down to the Honky Tonk, man. I
mean, ACM Single of the Year nominee. Single. Come on. Come on.
It's crazy. I haven't. I won the top new male vocalist award
10 years ago.
10 years ago. And I've never performed on an award show, the ACMs or the CMAs. I've never, and I haven't been back up there since. And that's okay. Like, I feel like that's part of this journey again, as we said, like, you got to make the hike, you got to take the climb. And all these years we've been chipping away at it. And we have a team of people that have like helped for a lot of years and a lot of time to work and make this happen. So it's not just me that's excited after 10 years, it's everybody involved. And, that makes it even better.
What about the tiny house? Let's get an update.
I don't have a tiny house anymore.
Okay.
Y'all,
you're out.
I'm out. I'm ready for a baby. I've got a baby on the way.
You got a big house now?
Down a back road.
It's
not a big house. No, dude. I live in like a barn dominium. I built a barn with a living quarters on it for now. I'm going to take my time, and then I'll decide where I want to build a house. But right now, I'm just enjoying.
So you went from the little house to the barn, and then now you're sketching the bigger house.
Yes.
What's up with the new baby about to come? How's Erica? How's everything?
Erica's awesome. We only have 10 weeks. Her name is Paris. I was just telling this to Robin outside. She gave me a t-shirt that because we're always laughing about how much I like pho, whatever you want to call
the
it.
Bowls?
Noodles.
The noodle bowls?
Yes. Love it. But did not know this. This is just coincidence. I wanted something to go well with Pearl, so Paris and Pearl sounded great together. Erica's last name is Hartline, so we like the name Hartley, so we named her Paris Hartley Owen, and then it was like 3 days later that I realized that her initials are faux.
Oh, yay. You can have it at all funny. Her birthday parties.
Yeah, exactly.
Jake Owens here. He announced earlier that he's got a new record coming out on the 29th this month. So
yeah, some cool stuff, man. Cool stuff.
I believe you.
My first album that I did collaborations. I've never done any collabs before.
Do you want to tip us off on one of those collabs?
Kid Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was great because just like your face right there, like we were in the studio the other day and Kid Rock.
Isn't that weird to call it? Because
I can never like. There's times where I want to be like, because he's acting. I want to be like, you're Kid Rock right now.
Do you call him? I won't call him Bob though. It's weird to me.
I call him Bob. You do. All the time. But how we met each other was, well, we've always known each other from the same circles. But I don't know, a couple years ago when Topgolf opened here in Nashville, he was next to me in the in his like bay, right? I'm like, what's up, Bob? How you been, man? He's like, good. What you been doing? I'm like, blah, 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 you know? I said, how about yourself? He's like, just playing a lot of pickleball lately. It's like, what? Pickleball? I love pickleball. So we started talking about pickleball.
What's pickleball?
Exactly. Pickleball is like stand-up table tennis, kind of, except it's on a small tennis court. You play with like a paddle and a wiffle ball. It's the most addicting, fun thing ever. But if you're standing there at Topgolf that night watching me talk to Bob or Kid Rock, you're not thinking we're talking about pickleball, right? So we're talking about pickleball, and he said, we should play sometime. So we've been playing all the time. And by the way, he beats me every single time.
Where do you play?
And I'm competitive, and I think I'm pretty good at most things I do. He beats me every time. So
and where do you play pickleball?
Where do you get pickleball a court? Pickleball.
Oh,
you have one in your barn?
Kid Rock has his own Kid Rock pickleball court,
okay,
right?
Okay, that makes sense.
But,
but how did you play before that? I mean, is this a sport?
It's like a real thing where people are hardcore about it. But they played at the Y mostly. If you look over, it's mostly 70 to 80 year old men playing it.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
So Kid Rock will be on the record.
Kid Rock.
That's fun.
Girl named Lele Pons. She's South American. It's on a song that's called Senorita. So I don't know if I've given away too much information, but
you can never give away too much to me,
but yeah, I know. Right.
Yeah.
So, there's some really cool things and I'm excited. Like I said, this album really represents me well.
We're going to run this by you real quick.
Let's do it.
We're going to play, name the, celebs honky tonk in honor of Down to the Honky Tonk. I'll give you the celebrity. Tell me the name of their honky tonk bar. Ready?
Oh, fun game.
It's a fun game. Mm-hmm. Florida Georgia Line.
FGL House.
Correct. Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson's Good Time Bar and Grill.
Yeah, right. Good.
Wow.
Good, good. Mm. Dierks Bentley.
Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row.
You may know all these. Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton's I Love This Bar. Old Red. Old Red is what it was, really, actually.
Yeah, because Toby Keith's I Love This Bar.
You're right. But I was just saying I love that bar. It's called Old Red.
You were not saying that, but that's funny. That's good. That's funny. Nice pivot. John Rich.
John Rich is Redneck Riviera.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan's 32 Bridge.
He ran the table. Look at this guy.
See, I'm like you, Bobby. You got to be on top of what everybody else is doing. You know what I mean? Like, you just kind of got to know, like, you know, I pretend like I don't know or don't care, but I know. I'm on top of it.
Well, listen, I'm happy you got a whole record of music coming out, and it looks like you got twinkle in your eye when we're talking about it.
I do, man.
Must be special.
There's just a lot of special things going on right now in life, and I'm very blessed. I'm blessed to have a lot of great things happening, but I'm blessed to have a lot of great people around me, and we're all excited. We've got a lot of really, really cool things happening. So thank you all for always embracing me here, and I was excited. I brought my twin brother here with me because he just moved to Nashville. I convinced him finally after all these years to move to Nashville and start his life over, and he moved here 2 days ago.
I thought you meant literally like in here, and I'm like, where is he?
No, he is here. I don't know.
I was like, there's a guy in the corner I haven't seen before.
No,
like,
that's not Jake's brother.
No, that's Ando.
It's like, that does not look like your twin, but okay.
Where is he? He's in the building, but he's
yeah,
gone?
He was walking in, and then...
I
know your brother.
You'd walk in and be like, I'm going down to the honky tonk.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, at any moment, he's going to bust through.
You should have tricked
us. I know.
I wouldn't have fallen for it.
Oh, I would have, probably.
Listen, anyway, Jake, good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Congratulations on all the success and the announcement of the record, and we'll see you in Vegas for the ACMs.
Yeah, we'll see y'all out there. Thanks a lot.
There he is. Jake Owen, everybody. There he is. I'm going to tell you a story in a minute, because I was reading it this morning, and my jaw dropped. This guy thought he lost his sense of smell, but when doctors found out what really happened,
what?
Yeah.
Okay, I have guesses.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. It was like something stuck up his nose forever, and then he couldn't breathe. Because one time my sister got peanuts stuck up there because she thought she was an elephant.
Wait, so she was trying to sniff peanuts?
Well, we went to the zoo. We were kids. She saw elephants eating peanuts with their nose. So when we got home, she was playing zoo, and she stuck peanuts up her nose, and my grandma had to take her to the ER.
Well, this is not that.
Ooh.
This is something crazier.
Okay.
But this is a real story. He thought he lost his sense of smell, but doctors were like, not so fast. So that's coming up. Let me advise you this. It's Friday, right? We're done. You know, we don't have a show tomorrow. We don't have a show Sunday. But Amy has a podcast called Four Things with Amy Brown. It is such a good podcast, and I hope you check it out. Here is a clip. This is Amy talking to her husband, who's a frequent guest now on the show.
Well, this is his second time.
Okay, yeah, frequent. Yeah, two in a row. Yeah.
And then after I said yes, you said, okay, I've been waiting to tell you this.
This is talking about your proposal, right? When he proposed to you?
Love you.
Well, and I wanted that. I mean, there's so many things that we lose in life and the chance to actually share something special, something that people can hold on to. And that's, you know, one of them. I thought that those words mean something to me. And I think words that mean things in general. Like when you're talking, like the words you say actually mean something. So you need to be careful what you say.
How did your husband feel about being on your podcast?
I mean, I'll say I got him to come on the first time. I mean, it takes some finagling, you know? And then he got such a good response the first time.
Oh, he's feeling it
that
now.
I kind of like I read him a lot of the comments, and I'm like, look, people, it's 10 minutes of your time. It's not that big of a deal. Just come up. Let's see how it goes. So he's sort of promised me like three or four, like we've got three or four topics we want to hit. I want to have him back to talk about infertility and adoption. And then he's like, and then after maybe two more after that, he's like, I need to take a break.
Well, he's asked me to do his own show.
He's been telling, yeah, he wants to go home. There's times where he gets so uncomfortable because I bring things up and then I'm like, why are you being silent? And he's like, I just didn't think we were going to talk about this. And I was like, whoa, if you come on, we're talking about it.
Episode 15 of Amy's podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown. You know, another thing you guys talked about was the weighted blankets.
Yeah.
Which I tried that for a little bit. I just need the blanket to be heavier. I need it to literally trap me and have somebody come unlock me for me to get out. Yeah. Or it's just, it gets heavy and I'm like, I'm annoyed. It doesn't help my anxiety.
It helps me.
It makes me more anxious. Like, yeah. I need to be held down.
Well, I ordered it, used it, waited to review it. And then this is me saying that, yeah, it helped calm me. And I've been getting more rest.
Yeah. I need it to be heavier.
Yeah.
I need to lock under my bed. It sounds a little freaky deaky, but I just need the anxiety. I need it to really hold me down.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a nightmare so bad last night.
Oh.
I know.
Put on your blanket.
I need somebody with me. Like, because I'm just in this bed alone, and I'm having such vivid nightmares where someone's... And my nightmares, I've told you before, are the exact scenario that I'm in. So they seem real.
Yeah.
So my nightmares are someone's busting in my door that I'm currently sleeping behind. So when I open my eyes and wake up, it's the same door that was in my dream. And it takes me a while.
Scary.
It's so scary. My heart's doing this. And I have to get up and walk around my house. Yeah, it's not fun.
Well, if you get a heavy enough blanket, you won't be able to get up.
No.
Or Mike D. He can sleep with you.
Just finds hire people to sleep on you.
That's illegal in a lot of states.
Not like that.
I think Robert Kraft got trouble for that.
Not like that.
All right.
They have those cuddle people.
Oh, Bones.
Yeah. What's up, Eddie?
It's funny.
Thank you. Yesterday, Justin Bieber was going to exchange vows with Haley Baldwin. Did you know that?
Oh, I thought they were married.
No, I think they got their marriage license, right?
Oh.
But they didn't do the
extra
vow
ceremony.
Exchange. Complicating his treatment are trust issues. Quote, Justin brought up he's scared he doesn't have a prenup. He's worth like $25 million, huh? Isn't that what he's worth? Or more than that?
More than that.
Oh, $250 million? I missed a zero.
Wow. Whoa, okay, yeah. I mean, tomato, tomato.
No. I mean,
that's
so.
A big difference. Is it too late now
to say sorry? Justin's worth $250 million.
Wow.
I mean, have you seen him in concert? It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in concert. My mama don't like you,
and she likes everyone. Is she rich?
It says she's worth $5 million.
Oh.
And she's a Baldwin daughter, though?
Yes.
But she's not the big Baldwin.
Not
Alec.
Not
Steven.
Alec.
Like, or Steve?
Larry Baldwin?
Is it not Steven?
Morgan number two, which Baldwin is it? Do you know?
Alec. No, Steven.
Let's Google.
Somebody look it up. Baldwin.
A New Jersey high school has banned students from taking limos and luxury cars to prom.
Ah.
Lakeland Regional High School administrators sent a letter to parents stating the prom attendees must take school-provided and chaperoned coach buses to and from the venue. The only problem. School Superintendent Hugh Beadle says that the change is about safety and equalness for all students. It'll cost $15 to ride the buses.
What do you think about that?
Well, this is dumb, right? This is dumb. And I couldn't afford a limo.
That's why I'm curious about your opinion.
Listen, I grew up poor, but I don't think everything's equal. Everything shouldn't be equal. That's right. We're coddling kids way too much, right? And these kids grow up going, well, everything's the same. And then all of a sudden they get a big old splash of water to the face that everything's not the same. You know, there's a line you should walk and you'll never walk correctly. You're never going to get it right, but you can try. And going, well, I have to make everything equal. Kind of like communism.
Yeah. Cuba. Yeah.
Kind of like socialism a bit.
Everyone has to ride the school bus to the prom.
In life, there are rich kids. And for us that aren't rich, it sucks. But you know what it did to me? It made me go, I want to be cool and have things like that. And then you realize it's not that important.
Not at all.
But I don't like it because life's not equal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm with you on that. Who took a limo to prom? I did.
No, not me.
Limo? Yeah, I think we took a limo or a bus.
But you split it between you find however many people and split then you it. Split it all.
I took the Pontiac Sunfire, baby.
All by yourself.
200,000 miles.
Solo.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't good.
Who was your prom date?
Well, I told you, it was a girl from church and I had I had a really long... And I had to stay on the phone with her for because I didn't know how to ask her, and she didn't want to go with me. I knew it, but I held her on the phone for like an hour, talking about nothing. And I could tell she wanted to get off the phone at the very end because I knew from church she'd be feeling guilty, and I'd be like,
"Oh, that's good.
Oh, good plan.
I feel like Jesus would make her feel guilty.
Yeah, of course.
So I said, "Oh, I know you have to go, but do you want to go to prom with me?" And she it was a pregnant pause, right?
Ooh.
It was like, and then she was like, "Yeah," and I knew her mom and dad really liked me because I was a good kid. And then so she went to prom with me. And then at like at 9:30 or 10, I dropped her off and went back home, went to bed.
Have we talked to her? Mm-mm. I feel like we talked to somebody you went out with. Her mom.
Because her mom was like,
okay.
When I talked, because I left money for the prom pictures in her plant because they wouldn't take my money. Remember that story?
Wow. I don't. You're going to have to retell some
I'm not
of
retelling.
This.
Nope.
And Haley Baldwin's dad is Stephen Baldwin.
Thank you.
Got it. Okay, well, there you have it.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to Amberly and Ryan. They're a couple. They live in Oregon. And they just, the temperatures there got freezing. And they couldn't stand the fact that there was going to be some homeless people or people in their community that were stuck outside in these conditions. So they paid for 45 hotel rooms to get people out of the cold for the night. And one of the people that was included in that, 8-year-old, and he said he was extra excited to stay in a room that night because the next day was his birthday.
Ugh.
I know. When you hear that, like, it's kids, too. I mean,
I know. The kids. I was watching the news this morning, speaking of kids, and there's a hockey player. And his mom, the kid's mom, I think the kid was like 10. His mom had cancer. And she was like, inoperable tumor. She was like, before I pass away, I'm going to make sure you get to meet this goalie. And she passed away, but she still had, like, put a bunch of requests out. So after she passed away, the goalie had seen this, and there's a video of them meeting, and the goalie starts crying. He's an NHL goalie. I watched it this morning and was like, oh my, it was like you talking about that kid there. Kids and animals, man.
Yeah.
Like, who cares about adults, right?
Yeah. We can take care of ourselves.
It's crazy. Yeah. Even the news anchor almost started crying playing the clip this morning.
Man,
good for them. I love that. That's what it's all about. If you can do it, look out for others, man.
That was Tell Me Something Good. This is it.
Is your daughter still sick or no?
Yep.
Still fever?
Well, yeah. Yesterday she hit 101, and then it started to go back down to like 99, but it can still fluctuate. So we're still steering clear of her. But I got surgical masks, or, you know, the masks that you wear at hospitals.
Or the mask I wear on airplanes, or the mask I wear.
Or whatever.
I would wear everywhere if I could, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my son and I, if we had to go upstairs, we would put those on.
What are you doing tonight? Like this weekend, just hanging with her?
I mean, I guess. I hope she's better. Hopefully, she's missed school now 3 days in a row.
What are we mad at her? She's sick.
Oh, I know. I know. It's fine. But probably we're going to have to like do some catch up, some tutoring, make sure she's not behind or get some stuff from her teachers.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Hopefully, Stevenson's still in the clear, so y'all are still on for dance lessons.
2 p.m. tomorrow.
That's right.
Amy's son and I are going for hip-hop dance lessons tomorrow. We're going to do private. Am I paying?
I can. I can.
No, I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't set it up. I just
do I pay when I get there
to the teacher.
How much do I take? Just let me know this stuff. I don't
it's usually
there,
a payment plan, right?
I don't want to get there and be awkward and be like, I don't.
Well,
be
this
like,
is a private, so I went to him on the side. Like, he's not even doing it at the normal dance studio because they would take a cut.
Oh, well, don't say that on radio.
Take cash there. Bones.
Yeah, just let me know how much you take.
Sorry, my
that'd bad. Be fun. That's tomorrow.
So you're doing it at his basement. Just kidding.
Oh boy.
No, it's at another dance studio, I guess, that he also teaches at, and I don't think it's normal for him to do this.
All right. Hey, Morgan, number two, are we going to Casey Musgraves tonight?
Yeah. Did you find a date? Because I know it was the fallback.
You are the fallback, but I never looked. I never.
That means you're into the flight attendant.
No, it just means, it doesn't mean I'm not. It just means I didn't really look.
Okay. I feel like subconsciously you're like, I can stop looking because I found her.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Okay, so we'll go tonight.
Yep, sounds good.
And we'll meet there.
Oh, you're not going to take her to dinner before? I mean, if you're taking her to a concert, you kind of got to get her dinner too.
I didn't think about that.
Probably got to pick her up.
I don't even know where you live, do I?
No. Yeah. No.
Probably better that way, huh?
Yeah.
Why? Why? Would you show up?
Yeah, you never know that. I weirded her out. I shot with a boombox over my head. I'm in love with you.
Morgan, number two.
Okay, that's good. All right, we'll go tonight. I told you there was a crazy story about a guy's nose, right?
Yes.
So this dude, he was having trouble smelling, and he was like, my sense of smell is getting lesser and lesser and lesser. Then he lost his sense of smell completely. So they're up looking at his nose. They go into his left nostril specifically because not only had he lost his smell, but that one was stuffy, and it was getting stuffier.
Uh-oh.
Turns out it wasn't a virus. It wasn't a bacterial infection. Rather, doctors found a tooth growing in his nose.
Oh,
what? A tooth?
Why? What? Why?
Now think about it. Think about how close that is.
It's close,
no,
but
it's
the wrong
I
way.
I get how it can happen, but why? Why?
The 59-year-old man had tried everything for his nasal woes, it says. But it turns out the passageway through the nose to the mouth, a tooth had grown up instead of down.
It is right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he had surgery. They removed the lump. Again, it was a tooth, and he's all good. No symptoms. He can smell.
And now he can smell. That's probably awesome.
Yeah. Look at that.
How do you brush that thing in there?
No, you don't.
A Q-tip.
He didn't know it was there.
He put a little
toothpaste.
He put a little Dollar Shave Club toothpaste on the Q-tip. He stick it up in there. Maybe floss it.
Yeah, right.
The state where you're most likely to be attacked by an animal. Think about that for a second. Da-na-na-da-da.
Got it.
I'm in.
Amy?
Montana.
Ooh, Montana.
That was good guess.
Eddie?
Montana.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Alaska.
Oh,
there's a lot of wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
Montana is the state.
Yay!
You're most likely to be attacked by an animal. Bears, bobcats, bighorn sheep, and elk are all attacking folks.
They'll get you.
To all of our Montana listeners, look out. Followed by, second on the list, West Virginia. South Dakota at 3. And Virginia at 4.
What do they have over there in the east?
Yeah, what do they got in West Virginia?
Well, a lot.
Mountain Mama.
Well,
Mountain Mama,
yeah. Well. The state where you're least likely to be attacked by an animal?
Oh, New York.
Oh, yeah, because the population of people everywhere.
There's still country out there, though.
Upstate New York.
What's the smallest one?
Yeah, but Rhode Island.
Lobsters.
Yeah, well,
careful with those.
Crabs.
Fish.
The answer is Massachusetts.
Ah, so close.
You're least likely to be attacked by an animal in Massachusetts. I thought that was funny. Do you know why bars play loud music? More drinking and less time. The louder the music, the more people feel like they got to go and they got to spend money and they got to have a good time because the bar's playing the music so loud.
Oh.
Did you ever think about that?
No, but you know, they say that Target puts together certain playlists that make you want to shop more.
I saw that Luke Bryan, no. What's his name? Not Luke.
Combs?
Luke
Combs?
Perry.
Oh, Perry.
Luke Perry had a stroke.
Yeah. What?
A bad one.
From 90210, Dylan?
And they, well, the thing was, they announced at the same time that show was coming back with all the cast. And he had a stroke like the same day. Luke Perry, 52. What's the latest? He's still in like a coma, medically induced coma?
What? He's in a coma?
Luke Perry, 52, is sedated in hospital after suffering a massive stroke at his LA home on the same day that a 90210 reboot was announced.
Oh.
The 52-year-old was rushed to the hospital. Right on this story, it says it's unclear what condition he's in. He has a 21-year-old son and an 18-year-old daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
What's crazy about Luke Perry back in the day was he was so much older than everyone on that show.
Didn't realize that.
He was in his 30s.
Like, he was losing his hair. And but we were like, wow. Oh, he's in high school. This is totally believable.
All the girls are like, he's so hot. But yeah, I thought it was another announcement for that show. But he had a stroke at 52. What's the latest, Mike D?
Still sedated. Yeah.
He's still sedated?
Wow.
I saw a lot of those guys.
Oh, wait. And I guess it wasn't him that was really losing his hair. It was Ian.
Yeah.
Ian was also old.
He was basically bald.
What was his name? Ian.
Steve Sanders.
Yeah, there you go.
His real
Ian
name.
Ziering.
Ian Ziering. We met him, huh?
We did?
At like an iHeart Award show?
Maybe. Was he with Mario?
I don't know.
Lopez?
I can't believe you call him Mario.
I don't. After I said that, I was like, I should probably say his last name because it's not even like I really talked
Mario.
To him.
Whenever, I did the podcast awards with Mario Lopez,
yeah,
right? We hosted it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know him that way. He's always been super nice to me.
But I mean, he's at everything that we're at.
Well, he works the same company.
I know, but I don't know him.
He's super nice, but still, you're like, that's AC Slater.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard not to do that.
Oh, it's so
and he
hard.
Looks, he still looks 25 years old.
He looks so young. How does he do that?
I don't know. Same thing with James Vanderbeek. When we saw him backstage, I was like, Dawson's Creek.
But he does not look young.
Are you for real?
No, James Vanderbeek does not look young. He looks like
I don't remember
what
that.
A standard white dude felt looks like. We get older.
Aging white dude.
Oh, I felt like he looked Mm-mm.
Didn't
good.
You see Alicia Silverstone too?
No. Yes.
Oh, you did?
I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
I thought you said so, Bones. You saw her at the festival, and you're like, she still looks...
Heidi Klum.
Well, yeah, no, we saw Heidi Klum, too, and she looked amazing. Mm. Like, she
I
was...
don't. I've never. I have a joke in my stand-up about Alicia Silverstone, but I've never seen... Well, the joke is because I'm on this dating app, and it's supposedly you have to like get accepted onto it, and it was like, now I finally get to see that Alicia Silverstone doesn't like me from the privacy of my own home.
Oh.
That kind of thing. Right. But I've never met her.
Huh.
Oh, but meeting and seeing is different. I've never met her. Are you? Oh,
I don't know why I thought that.
Hopefully people see us and they're like, dang, they're so young and good looking and
right.
vibrant.
No.
But probably they go to their friends and are like,
we're old.
Guys,
they're older than I thought.
We're aging. We just don't realize it.
I know.
Because it's like happening before us.
I was looking at myself in the mirror naked yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Why?
Well, because I have a full length mirror on the front and the back.
What'd you think?
I didn't much like it.
You did it?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know, but what were you... What didn't you like? What didn't you like?
My body's like all weird and disproportionate and like... If I was a girl, I'd be like, bleh. Turn the lights off. I have like two...
Stop. You sound like a girl.
Yeah, I know.
But it's good that you admit it because I feel like a lot of guys feel that way, but they don't admit it.
Yeah, I didn't like it one bit.
Does everyone look at themselves in the mirror naked?
No. I do. And okay. I have two full length ones and I looked at the whole thing.
All
the way up. Yeah, I looked at my... Because how often do you see your back?
Oh, boy.
Not often, really, yeah. I guess, unless you turn around and look at it.
And I have this weird thing right now where like I drip like a pee just a little bit.
Okay.
And my underwear always smells like pee right now.
Stop!
You had that problem like two years ago.
It's back.
What is happening? You need to buy little pads.
I know. We're getting older.
No pads. Can you imagine?
We're getting
old. Just messing around with a girl. She's a pad.
Do they make that? Should we invent that? Like a little
Yeah, it's like
pad.
Depends. I need to wear Depends.
No.
Oh, just came
no. You make it for the modern man. Like
That'll sell.
You're going to be crinkly when you walk. Like, what's that sound?
It's a diaper.
You make a tiny little, like,
Pampers
teepee. Like a teepee pad.
Yeah.
Oh, we should invent this.
Like Jason Aldean with a big Aldean logo. It looks manly.
Yeah.
Yes,
guys wear this.
They do. Listen, because my dad was sick, I had to buy a lot of different ones.
But that's different.
I get it, but he's elderly.
Yeah.
But I would go and have to buy these Depends when he was in the hospital, and they do put really good-looking, like, young men on the cover. And
why would you judge? What if we need to wear them? I told you I have a thing right now.
I'm not judging, but I was just like, God, they're really trying. Like, if you're going to buy those, you need them no matter what. Like, you're not going to buy more because there's some hot guy on them.
Well, then what about when female things put hot girls on it?
Same thing. I mean, it's like, if you're going to buy them, you need it. And I just like, look, I'm going to be buying these no matter what. My dad needs them. I don't need a hot model.
Doesn't hurt, though. That's all I'm saying. This flight was forced to turn around after a passenger throws punches at the crew.
Whoa.
I'm surprised these other passengers didn't get up and beat the crap out of him.
Right.
I'm assuming it's a dude, by the way. Hold on. Let me get into this. An airline was forced to turn around after a passenger became violent. Hawaiian Airlines was forced to return to Honolulu after punches were thrown. Passengers had been on the flight for hours already. Okay, so they're all a bit irritated. And so Hawaiian Airlines flight heading out, convicted felon was on the flight, had lunged at and tried to punch a flight attendant, and thankfully missed. The other passengers intervened and subdued the man. He was a bit intoxicated. Yeah, no crap. Like, I'd be surprised if he wasn't drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, why would you...
So the passengers did help.
They held him down.
Okay.
Would you take some shots, though? If everybody else was holding him down, would
a
you...
A knee? Something.
Get a yes. couple in there?
No.
An elbow?
I don't have the desire to hit somebody.
But if they're trying to hurt everyone else?
No, yeah. But you're already holding them down.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's down. Like, it's not like I just go in for fun.
Get a little frustration out.
Oh. Lunchbox is one of those guys who likes to break things, though. I am not. There's not a part of me that receives any sort of fulfillment from cracking something, breaking something. He would pay to go into a room and just break things.
Yes, I would love to take a baseball bat to a antique store where they have all the breakables. Oh, my gosh. Store. Just think about all the... Yeah. That sound is so, like, stress-relieving if you could do it.
See, I've never been into that, but the other day, I don't know if things start to change, but the other day I slammed a door and it felt so good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now try slamming a plate on the ground.
No, but my sister has thrown a bowl of cereal and she said it was amazing.
Okay, then this is what happens to me in my head. It's not worth the time cleaning it up.
No,
I know. It's one versus the other.
I think she made her husband clean it up.
Oh, that's cool.
Well,
or maybe he offered after she.
That.
Well, I don't know. Sorry, sister, Front Street. But she's so sweet and like you would never picture my sister doing anything like that. But, you know, sometimes it just feels good to get it out.
Yeah.
I broke a broomstick once and it felt good.
Yeah.
Real good.
I just don't have to, like, put things together or clean it up, you know? It's like, and again, there's no part of me that even, I don't even yell. I don't even yell and go, and feel good.
Really?
Nothing.
Oh.
I don't, that doesn't work.
Do
with
you think
me.
That yeah. there's something, like, you detached from that? Like, you need, like, it's an emotion.
Have you ever seen me really angry?
No.
Think about our entire, how many years we've been together? 15?
Seen you really annoyed.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
I think that you handle anger, like, yeah, you don't get angry. You don't let yourself go there. I don't know what it is, but you do let yourself get really frustrated, annoyed, disappointed. And I see that.
I've ever raised my voice.
Like, you go silent treatment.
It's disappointment. You go silent treatment. Yes, yeah. you go quiet and basically you... process it internally however long it takes and then you move on.
He goes the silent shun.
Anywhere from
is.
Like an hour to 5 days. And you shun.
Yep. Silently.
Shun.
You shun.
Yeah. Okay.
Shun for years.
I now break plates or slam doors.
Slam doors. Have you ever heard me raise my voice?
Yes. Yeah, I have. Yeah. At yeah. me. Yeah. Sometimes in the morning. When we're in the little room working before the show.
I don't know about that.
A lot of people think that they can commit a crime and get away with it because of TV. They watch on TV. They see all the experts. One of four people. What do you think?
I could see how people feel that way. I don't think I could. But, I mean, I see how you could watch it. You know, Breaking Bad probably gave me some ideas with, like, a barrel and the right acid.
I'm watching on CNN has the series that, you know, they have the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah.
I started the 2000s last night. And they talk about Breaking Bad and how that show was created. It's pretty cool. It's a good series. And like the 90s were fantastic because grew up in the 90s, but the 2000s are really good too.
I feel like Breaking Bad started binge watching, right? Like
the first show they say was binge watchable, I think was like the show 6 Feet Under. It's a bit before me.
HBO?
Yeah. But binge watching people record it all on the VCR.
Wow.
And then trade tapes and
that's
watch
cool.
it all.
So they did talk about that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
good. It's a good series. I've only watched the first two episodes, but the first two have been about television. Now it goes into 9/11 or so on episode 3. I wasn't ready to get that heavy last night. But those are good series. Maybe I'm getting older, but I like that stuff.
What's it called? I don't
know. CNN does these whole series. It's called For the Decades, the 70s.
Okay.
The
I feel
80s.
Like I watched. Oh, an old one they did, like maybe
I love the 60s. Music ones. Maybe they have 60s, I don't know. But one of four people think they can get away with a crime.
Hmm.
When I watched the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix, I thought, back in the day, you could have all the crimes.
Right.
They had no DNA testing. They didn't communicate state to state on crimes.
Right.
Crazy.
You could just commit crimes all through California and then walk over to Utah and be like, all good.
Like
exactly.
Florida had no idea what California was doing.
Yep. No. I know. Isn't that so bizarre? Yeah.
Bizarre.
It is very weird. I'm glad we've come a long way regarding that.
But what's going to happen in 25 years, we're going to go, can you see how big idiots we were in 2019?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just feel like there's going to be satellite, like everything's going to be on Google, like image, and be like, you committed murder, and like 3 seconds later, somebody's going to show up and be like, just saw you on camera, you're arrested.
That's Minority Report, right?
Oh, I
is that
know.
What that movie is? Yeah. They predict crimes beforehand.
Dang it, they already made a movie about mm-hmm. that? Okay.
Listen, we're not going to have to go anywhere in the future. It's
I
all
going to
be virtual. I said this probably a year or so ago. You're just going to put goggles on. Everything's going to be mapped out virtually. You never have to leave your house. You'll be able to go to your office virtually and sit with everyone virtually.
Yeah.
We're never going to have to leave.
My nephew's got this virtual thing and over Christmas, and I put it on and I rode a roller coaster. It was amazing.
Not
I didn't have
quite
to wait
the same.
I didn't have to wait in line.
But yeah, we'll get in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Criminal Minds, True Detective, these other people are studying them and then trying to get away with crimes. Because they do teach you things. Grey's Anatomy was part of that show last night. And I was never a big Grey's watcher, but they talked about how they would write those stories because the doctors had to be specifically correct on the medicine. So they would write the big arch of the story and then add the medicine later.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic.
Dr. Oz said when he was on my podcast, he talked about how he would help Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What episode's that? Four Things with Amy Brown. Check that out.
Oh, I don't know. Like episode one.
There you go. Back in the day. What? We have an audio producer named Raymundo, and Raymundo does the news early in the morning, and he cuts audio all the time. I haven't listened to this. I don't know if this is even funny. I don't know, Raymundo. I'm just going to play it.
It's an audition tape. It is what it is.
He made audition tape for the Christian station in the building.
Let me know if it's good, guys.
Are they hiring?
Well, it's new, right? Aren't they a new station?
Yep,
and so
brand
new.
So
they're looking for air talent. And so Raymundo, who hustles like nobody's business, man, he made an audition tape.
It's quick, it's fast, it intro songs.
Are people going to be insulted by this or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Here is Raymundo's, what's the name of the Christian station?
Hallelujah FM.
Okay. Here is Raymundo's, oh boy, audition tape for the Christian station.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning. I'm your ray of hope. Here's Matt Kearney.
Ray of hope, Raymundo.
Yeah.
That's. I like that though.
Yeah!
That's pretty good. It's ray of hope. That's pretty good.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
It goes.
Okay, here we go.
Find your Bible, read it today, guys. You know it's there somewhere. This is Hallelujah FM God Station. Here's Owl City. Close, you're
tired. Wait, hold on. Do they play Owl City or are you just grabbing songs?
That's a Christian song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on there.
Amy,
do they call themselves God Station?
I'd put that in there.
It's God's favorite station. Hallelujah. Wait, how do you know that?
Yeah, I'll just go with that.
Okay.
He might have a lot of favorite stations.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear another. This is Raymundo's gospel audition tape.
Hallelujah. Say it with me. Hallelujah. I'm your ray of hope. Citizen Way now.
The house is so simple.
All right, let's hear another one.
The sun is shining. God is looking at us all. I'm headed to church. I don't know about y'all. Hallelujah FM. If you don't go to church today, you're going to hell.
Wait, no.
No. You can't do that.
No.
No.
Ray of
Ray
hope.
Of hope.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
All right.
All right.
Too much.
That's too far.
Too much.
We always have to take things too far. One step too far.
Until then, I thought I was pretty good. Positive.
And their song, that's what I'm saying.
Energetic, yeah. Uplifting.
Yeah, I need to listen
just
to that. I didn't know.
Just not that. Just
I didn't
not
know
that.
We flipped a station or whatever.
You're also not going to hell if you don't go to church.
Right.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
They knew I was kidding around.
They. I don't know that anybody knew. You yelled at them.
There might be some people.
Do you kid on the Christian
radio? I don't think the gospel's for, that station's for
Christians
jokes.
Laugh.
No, I don't think the station, though, is for
that,
jokes.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like, I think people, they don't listen to that for comedy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Raymundo. I'm going to go, I'll give it a C.
Okay.
Not bad. Ray of Hope is like an A plus.
Yeah, your name is Ray and then one last name of Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. There's some good and some bad. You can grow on that.
Hallelujah FM.
Okay, thank you, Ray.
Is it really called that?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell with him.
With Ray of Hope?
I don't know what is happening.
Raymundo, Ray of Hope. Okay, Ray, thank you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Emojis can now be used as court evidence.
What?
Emojis are showing up in court evidence because people are actually using them to talk.
Look, right now we're seeing emojis used in the way that any evidence is used to try to impugn knowledge of criminal intent, right? So you're seeing it in drug busts. You're seeing it in these cases where you're trying to show that the person who received your text message absolutely knew what you meant when you did crown, crown, dollar sign, right? Like that's how it is now.
It's communication in any other way.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's not in our song.
We got that emoji love. Whoa, emoji love. Whoa.
crown, crown, dollar sign?
No idea.
It must mean money.
We're going to go to Morgan number two, who is our head of digital. She loves
food.
Yeah, it's Food World.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
All those cereal fans out there, Fruity Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churros have hit the shelves.
Sounds like two mixes. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
So what's the first one again?
Fruity Lucky Charms. So like Fruit Loops and Lucky Charms mixed.
Fruit Loops and Lucky Charms mixed. Do I like that? I like both.
It's worth a shot.
But I also like ice cream and hot dogs. I don't want hot
dogs not together.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, I'll give that a shot though. What else?
And then it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churros.
That sounds great.
What's the churro?
It's just a churro mixed with Cinnamon Toast cereal.
Like the actual Mexican dessert?
Yes.
Is that a cereal alone by itself, churro cereal? No?
Mm-mm.
It's just, oh, okay. Yeah, those go together because cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch may be the best cereal.
Oh, for sure.
Right, just because, and let's layer this here. It's for multiple levels. One, it tastes good. It's not good for you, but it's a good, crunchy, carby cereal that fills you up. But two, it may leave the best milk. Which makes
it a
secondary to just eating the cereal. Mm-hmm. Because when you're done with the cereal, you got a whole bunch of cinnamon milk there. And you drink it. And I think that actually probably makes it pound for pound the best cereal. I love O's, but it doesn't leave as great of milk.
Do you love it like Honey Grahams?
Yeah, there's a lot that I like.
Yeah.
But
do you like Cocoa Pebbles? It leaves chocolate milk.
I do, but those little pebbles get on my throat. And I'm like, I do like it, but the pebbles are too small.
All right.
Do y'all like Life?
I do. Sometimes I enjoy it. Like right
life
now.
Life cereal.
Oh. I don't know that I even know what Life cereal is.
Oh, really?
I probably had it.
It's one of my faves. They make a Cinnamon Life, too.
The best cereal, pound for pound, in my opinion, is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I go Lucky Charms.
Quality.
And I don't do your whole, eat the whatever, save the marshmallow. No, I mix a perfect ratio of, the grain cereal to the marshmallow, and I put a bite in my mouth, and it's great.
That's a metaphor for life with me.
I know.
I talk about it a lot.
But you actually,
Lucky
when you
Charms
eat it,
my life.
You eat it that way, right?
I eat Lucky Charms. I eat all the oats first, and I'm left with all the marshmallows at the end because I've worked. I've done all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's marshmallow time, baby.
Yeah.
It's just like life. You do all the work. Then it's marshmallow time, baby.
My metaphor for life is get a little mix of the work and the fun.
Yeah.
And take a big old bite.
Not me.
It's good,
mine's
baby.
Do all the work.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you got marshmallows, baby.
Right.
Yeah. So you're Lucky
Charms?
I'm
Lucky Charms.
Lunchbox?
I wanted to come in and argue with Bobby about how Cinnamon Toast Crunch, no way, but his argument is so solid that I'm changed. I'm going to say Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best with the extra added milk of cinnamon.
Because without the milk, I don't think it's the best.
Yeah.
I think it's good. But the milk, at the end, just...
But if not, Fruity Pebbles, I love fruit.
Yeah, that's good
stuff. I know you don't like the small pebbles, but they are so good.
Teeny tiny small pebbles. Eddie?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
For sure, hands down.
All right, Morgan number two, is there anything else you'd like to add to this story?
Nope, they're $4 at Walmart, and you can get them now.
For the box?
Yeah.
Is there a generic kind? That's kind of what I always get.
Oh.
They're General Mills. There may be a generic kind coming soon, but right now.
If they're successful, there will be.
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
What?
Ooh.
Is it Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops with Lucky Charms.
That's what she said.
I know. Well, I looked at the thing and it looked like Fruity Pebbles to me because now I forgot about the cereal Fruity Pebbles. Oh, those are good.
Fruity Pebbles, no.
The little teeny tiny.
That's what I just said.
We said 10 minutes on it.
Oh, I thought Fruit Loops.
No.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Morgan number two.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num. Bobby Bone,
come on. Jason in Florida, what's up, buddy?
Jason. How's it going?
What up, bud?
Hey, man. I'm just wondering, I saw you just after you won the Mirror Ball. We were visiting Nashville, and you came in a Bar Taco carrying that thing, and you were carrying it everywhere. You still carry it everywhere?
No, I don't take the Mirror Ball out anymore.
Oh, yeah.
There was about 2 weeks after Dancing with the Stars. Pretty much kept it with me everywhere. Because here's what would happen. I would go places, and people would be disappointed when I wouldn't have it with me. Because it was heavy.
And it belonged to the people.
Yes. So I would go places. They'd be like, Bye Bones. And I'd be like, what? They'd be like, where's the Mirror Ball? About the third time I got asked that, I was like, I'm just going to take the Mirror Ball everywhere. And I was proud that I won it. And so, yeah, I took it out. And now it's just heavy. And
did you say it was chipped?
Yeah, the base of it is. I was letting everybody hold it. I don't anymore.
It's risky.
I got to hold it. I really appreciate it. I got to hold it. It made me feel special. My daughters were there, and they're like, oh, my God, Dad, it's Bobby Bones. It's Bobby Bones. They actually saw you before I did. I was too busy enjoying my taco, but I'm glad they pointed you out.
Well, Jason, you are special.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
I try to think that, too. But, hey, I just want to say,
people out there got to listen to the podcast, because the post-show pre-show is, I love it. Like, I got to listen to it every day. I don't get to listen to the show live, but I'm glad that I get to listen to the podcast, because that post-show pre-show is phenomenal.
Well,
it's like,
thanks, man,
that little extra bonus that people are missing, so I would highly recommend it.
This guy's the greatest call we ever had in our life this week. Hey, so, yeah, we do, after the show's over, we just turn the mics on and go to town. As my grandma would say.
Yeah.
We just go to town, talk about whatever we want, and it goes on the front of the podcast. Hey, appreciate that, Jason. Have a good day, man. Have a good weekend. Amy, what's going on with you?
I'll just be hopefully keeping my house healthy this weekend.
Yeah, daughter's still sick, huh?
Yeah, Stashira is still sick, but I think she's rounding the corner, and I'm just crossing the fingers that nobody else comes down with it. So we'll be laying low with her, and I don't know, maybe try to listen. My husband wants to start Game of Thrones. Oof. Should I do that? You've said I'm debating it.
It's to me, it's the greatest TV show ever. It's not my favorite, but it's the greatest TV show of our lifetime.
So he's dabbled in it, but I guess it's coming back.
It is, the final season.
Final season.
If you were going to start, it's right now, because you could actually finish and be part of pop culture as it ends.
Right.
But it's a lot.
I know.
You can't not focus on the show. It's one of those shows you have to watch the whole time. And you have to spend your eyes watching it, and it's a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, I don't know. We'll debate that this weekend. What about you?
Well, Morgan number 2 and I are going to go watch Kacey Musgraves tonight.
Oh, yeah. Fun. It's probably going to be so amazing.
Yeah, right? That'd be good. And tomorrow, I'm taking your son. We're going to do a hip-hop dance class together.
That's right.
A lesson. Again, I'm not used to having these weekends to do things. I'm trying to do things.
Are y'all going hard after the show? Like, going out?
I don't know. You know what? I haven't thought about it.
Good question.
Don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, you're already out.
That's not honky tonking. That noise you made is not honky tonking. The noise you made is going to the rave.
Club.
Poochie poochie. Lunchbox, what are you doing, bud?
I'm going to try to watch that movie, A Star is Born. Everybody's been hyping it up like it's amazing, so I maybe need to see that.
I think I'm going to watch Abducted in Plain Sight this weekend.
Ruin your weekend.
Vaya con Dios.
Right. I told you, watch the Green Book.
I mean.
Well, that'll do it for us. Have a great weekend. At Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. You want to hit me up over there. Have a great weekend. Bye, bye, bye. See you Monday.
Get your Bobby Bones on.